Last year, Boeing saved nearly $20 million because of tax breaks from Washington State. That's the takeaway from an investigative piece in the Seattle Times. The state says the breaks were given to keep Boeing building planes here in Everett, but those tax breaks have been controversial. Now we have two different perspectives for you. John Burbank heads up the Liberal Economic Opportunity Institute. Paul Guppy is with the Washington Policy Center, which supports free market solutions. Let's start with the Paul Guppy. Paul, how much should the state try to keep high-paying middle-class jobs here with tax breaks?
Well, they should try a great deal. It's good that Boeing is here manufacturing, providing great family wage, and in many cases union jobs. That's great for our economy. It's productive. What I would disagree with is the narrow tax break. So providing a tax break for one large company, I guess, is great for that company, and I can see that their lobbyists in the state capitol probably worked hard for that, and who can blame them, right? Any company or individual would want to pay less in taxes. But that doesn't get at the structural problem of our business climate in the state. So improving aerospace is great, but our view from a free market perspective would be to try to have a lower tax burden for everybody rather than picking winners and losers, but for all businesses or just the business climate in general to be more tax friendly and encourage all kinds of companies to operate here, services, manufacturing, or high tech, medical research, or anything that contributes to the benefit of our state.
But Paul, how is it not rational to focus your tax breaks on a giant company that creates all those family wage union jobs that you just mentioned?
Well, that is usually the
argument.
And
they are Boeing.
Exactly. So Boeing gets special treatment. The concern, and that's understandable. The concern would be that it's short-sighted because a modern economy is constantly dynamic and changing, and that Boeing has been shifting some of its manufacturing to another state, and they moved their headquarters to Chicago a number of years ago. So the practical question I would say is, you know, is this policy really working the way that state legislators and the governor expect? Number one. But number two, the longer-term view would be rather than carve-outs, to try to create a tax system and a business climate that's attractive to Boeing and whatever future companies want to come here. So it's always accommodating the next innovation, the next growth in the economy, as well as encouraging aerospace, which we've had now for almost 100 years in this state.
I'm curious what my other guest thinks of all this. John Burbank with the Economic Opportunity Institute. You heard Paul Guppy's point of view that a tax break like this, even to Boeing, is short-sighted and doesn't get at the structure of our business climate. What do you say?
Well, I would say that Paul and I are usually on the opposite sides of different issues, but on this issue, we're sort of overlapping. I agree that there should not be special tax breaks. And in fact, the idea that this tax break was to save and preserve high-wage jobs in Washington State is a little bit laughable since the tax breaks have been signed. Boeing has exported a net of over 3,000 jobs out of the state of Washington. That's why I think it's important that if we are going to really want the state to look at preserving high-quality, high-wage union jobs, that we should look at two bills that have been brought to the legislature but have gone nowhere. Both the Democrats and the Republicans have not moved these bills forward. One is it ties these tax breaks to actual net employment that Boeing has. And if their net employment decreases, the tax breaks decrease. The second, it ties the tax breaks to after you've been working at Boeing for 3.5 years, then you must get paid at least the median wage. Neither one of those bills have gone forward, and yet those are the ones that specifically target keeping high-paying, good-quality jobs in Washington State. I must say that I think that Paul is absolutely correct that we have sort of this system where the large corporations with excellent lobbyists can drive through the tax code big benefits to them. As a result, you have Boeing that pays that their taxes are about 50% or less. Than the taxes that are paid by small businesses. So if small businesses pay, let's say, $100, Boeing's paying $50 on gross receipts. That is unfair. We need to have a uniform tax system in which all corporations, and for that matter, all people, are paying similar percentages of their income in terms of taxes.
Okay, I heard both of you agree that the Boeing tax breaks are not working. So, Paul Guppy, what do you think of tying the tax breaks to employment so Boeing can't take the breaks, thank you, and ship jobs away?
Well, I might not be so crazy about that detailed mechanism as a policy. I would go for something simpler, which is just to look for a way to lower the tax burden, perhaps on the entire manufacturing sector. So there's a B&O tax. In the case of Boeing, they got a sales tax break. So it would just look at, well, how do sales taxes apply to construction in general? One benefit that Boeing has is that they don't have to operate under Davis-Bacon and other rules like that, which public construction does. So again, evening the playing field would probably reduce costs for all manufacturers. I'm not sure, and again, John and I do disagree on some things, and so I don't know if tying a detailed analysis, are you keeping jobs in the state or not, that might be difficult to do, but I would look for a way to just reduce the burden altogether. The other thing about the tax break is that maybe the best that can be said is that it's slowing the exit of Boeing out of the state, and wow. I don't think that's what lawmakers are trying to achieve, so a fresher approach would definitely be the way to go.
No, I don't think Governor Inslee was talking about let's slow Boeing's exit when he said this back in 2013 on behalf of the tax breaks.
This is what Boeing and the machinists need to compete in the global marketplace and to build this airplane in our state. And it's what we need to secure our entire state's economic future. This is great news for every Washingtonian, not just those who are directly employed in the aerospace industry.
So, John Burbank, you know that the state could have tied tax breaks to jobs more than it did at that very point when Jay Inslee was so positive in 2013. Why do you think they designed this tax break the way it is and we're seeing jobs leave?
I think that the legislature and the governor were under incredible pressure from Boeing. Remember, this is done in a three-day special session when there are no other items on the legislature's docket. There was one hearing. The bill was just rushed through the legislature at the behest of Boeing. Now, that doesn't mean it's correct. I actually think that especially the Democratic legislators and the governor made a mistake in not requiring specific job targets and wage targets as part of this package. That being said, they could still go back and put those job targets and wage targets in place, and Boeing's not going to go anywhere. They've already started construction on their manufacturing facilities, so they're not leaving. So I think it is certainly a very good time for us to go back and insist upon some accountability for Boeing. Keep in mind that the Boeing tax breaks amount to about $600 million a year that we lose from state revenue. And that $600 million a year could go a lot to things like K-12 education and higher education. Boeing is dependent upon our educational system and community college system in particular to have good and well-trained manufacturing workers. So this would be to actually their benefit if we would take this money and instead invest it in education.
John Burbank is executive director of the Liberal Economic Opportunity Institute, saying let's tie tax breaks to employment and let's require more pay for Boeing workers who have been there 3.5 years. Paul Guppy, vice president of research for the Washington Policy Center, saying let's have a free market solution. It works best. Don't pick winners and losers, even winners the size of Boeing. Paul Guppy and John Burbank, thank you for this.
Thank you.
We heard just a moment there from Governor Inslee, and we'll be hearing from him again as we keep watching what happens to these Boeing tax breaks costing $600 million a year, says John Burbank.